USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email and found violations by 38 people, many of which will face disciplinary action. The investigation, launched more than 3 years ago, determined that 38 people were culpable in 91 cases of sending classified information that ended up in Clinton's personal email, according to the letter sent by Senator Chuck Grassley. The 38 are current and former State Department officials, but were not identified. The investigation covered over 33,000 emails that Clinton turned over for review after her use of the private email account became public. The department said it found a total of 588 violations involving information that was deemed to be classified. The report concluded that the use of a private email system to conduct official business adds an increased degree of risk of compromise to State Department networks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Donald Trump selected Dan Broillet, deputy to departing Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, to lead the Energy Department, calling him a total professional with unparalleled experience. Trump acted quickly just a day after Perry told the president that he would leave by year's end. South Korean police said they beefed up security at the United States ambassador's residence in Seoul after a group of anti-American students used ladders to break into the compound. They were protesting demands by the Trump administration that South Korea pay more to help cover the cost of keeping U.S. troops in the country. Officials from three Seoul police stations did not immediately say whether they will seek to formally arrest any of the 19 university students who were detained at the residence of Ambassador Harry Harris. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said the number of officers guarding the residence was now tripled to more than 110. Don't forget, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Toxic metals that harm brain development have been found in 95% of all the baby food tested. John Clements reports.
The testing that was conducted for Healthy Babies Better Futures found 95% of the 168 baby foods from the major manufacturers in the U.S. contain lead. 73% contain arsenic. 75% contain cadmium, while 32% contain mercury. One-fourth of these baby foods for infants contained all four of the dangerous metals. Rice-based products, sweet potatoes, fruit juices, all presented the biggest harm. These chemicals can permanently alter the developing brain, erode IQ, and alter human behavior. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A jury was seated for the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, but the push to settle the case before opening arguments next week continue. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster had ordered executives for the companies that are defendants to appear in Cleveland for continued negotiations. Opening arguments are scheduled for Monday, with two county governments arguing the companies engaged in a conspiracy that has ravaged their communities, while the companies say they complied with the law and supplied only the drugs that doctors prescribe. The drug distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, manufacturers Teva and Johnson & Johnson, all have the outlines of a settlement to thousands of opioid-related lawsuits that could be worth $50 billion over time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.